Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how to use it to self-actualize. In this episode, I'm going to explain a bit about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but more importantly, I'm going to tie it in with something that I see as being a really pervasive, ubiquitous problem in society. And not only in society, but really probably in your life. So the problem is that society is stunted. I don't know if you've noticed this, but our society is stunted. People are stuck low on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And you can think of this hierarchy like a pyramid or a staircase that people ascend as they mature in life and as they develop themselves psychologically. And that really, your job in life is to ascend to the top of this pyramid as quickly as possible. But before I start talking about all that, let's just introduce the pyramid. So here you go. On the screen, you should see the pyramid. So in this pyramid, let me just go through and talk about the different rungs here. There's going to be five of them. And actually, there's also a sixth one, which I'll briefly mention towards the end. So the first rung is physiological. Physiological means that you have physiological needs. You need air, you need food, you need water, you need sex, you need excretion. These are just basic biological functions that are necessary for you to even stay alive for more than a few days. If you don't get these things for more than a few days or a few weeks, then you will die. So that's the very basic stuff. Pretty obvious. Once you've got those satisfied, then what happens is that the human organism now has a new set of needs that open up to it. The second tier or the second rung. And these are safety needs. So these include physical safety, like a shelter. These also include stuff like employment, having resources in order to sustain yourself, and being able to secure and protect your own property. Also, pretty obvious stuff. We would think that this is necessary for our happiness in life. So most people get that stuff handled, and then they move up to the third rung, or the third tier, and that is love and belongingness. This includes having good friendships, having good family, and having sexual intimacy. So you might recognize that a lot of people are busy attaining and chasing after these things because these are very real psychological needs. And so once you fulfill those, then you move on to the next rung, which is the esteem needs. And this includes having a healthy self-esteem, having high confidence, having achievement, having respect from your peers, and also giving respect to your peers. So there's that rung. And then only after those are satisfied do you really get into some really cool territory. And this is the self-actualization needs. And they are needs. And this includes stuff, lofty stuff like morality, creativity, discovery, acceptance of facts, truth, awareness, and contribution. And you might think that that's where it ends, but actually, towards the end of his life, Maslow added one final last step to this pyramid, the very pinnacle, you might say, and that is called self-transcendence. And what that is about is that's about true spirituality, that's about enlightenment, that's about transcending the self, which I won't get into here because that's a really big hornet's nest. So basically that gives you an overview. So you see the picture, you see how it works, pretty obvious stuff. Now, what's the problem with this? Well, the problem with this is that most people, like I said, are stuck quite low on this pyramid. Most people have their physiological needs met, but then even at rung number two, which is their safety needs, which includes shelter and employment and resources and property, a lot of people, even here, they have gaps. And what you could actually do is you could actually sit down and kind of just do a self-assessment and ask yourself, okay, which of these things do I have really locked down in my life? And which of these things on the pyramid do I kind of have problems with? And I'm not really secure that I, you know, have attained that thing. So you're probably cool with air and food and water. Maybe sex is something you're struggling with. Maybe you don't have sex in your life at the level that you want. Then you go to the next level and you ask yourself, okay, how about physical safety? Do I have a shelter that I like? Okay, well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Employment? How's my employment doing? Maybe you're a little spotty on that one. How about your resources? How about your property? How about your bank account? How's that doing? Maybe you're a little spotty on that one too. See, so already pretty low. We're still very low on the hierarchy, but already you can start to see that you probably have some gaps in your life. But then as we move up and up and up, you probably see that, you know, even more and more problems come about. Maybe you have problems with making friends. Maybe you have problems with your family. Maybe you have problems with sexual intimacy or with confidence or with achievement or respect or anything else. And so basically, if you have too many gaps, if your pyramid looks like a triangular piece of Swiss cheese with holes everywhere, then we can make a pretty good guess that you're not self-actualizing or you're not spending the majority of your time thinking about self-actualization, which means that really your morals are a little shaky. You're not really doing anything creative with your life. Your life is not about creative contribution. You're probably not going out there and discovering new cures or new scientific advancements because those things are not even on your radar screen. You probably have difficulty accepting facts and being truthful and being honest with yourself because you need to really develop yourself to the highest levels of the human psyche in order for that to remedy itself, because there's a lot of self-deception going on within your worldview. So you probably have that gap. And your awareness is probably very spotty and very poor. You have very low consciousness in the way that you live your life. And quite frankly, you're not contributing to society or to the world in any really meaningful or positive way. And in fact, maybe what you're doing is you're like a leech on society. Sound pretty accurate? For most people, that's exactly how their life is, right? Why is that? Because they haven't taken the time to handle the basic shit they need to handle in their life. So what's the lesson from all this? The lesson is get your shit handled. Get your basic needs handled. That's your whole game in life, right? This right here, this pyramid, this is like your game plan for life. If you're born, you should be thinking, okay, how do I get the first rung handled as quickly as possible? Then the second one, then the third one, then the fourth one, until I can get to self-actualization, then self-transcendence, right? This is your goal in life, or it should be. Most people, though, you know, they don't even understand this model. They don't even make these distinctions. So they're basically stuck very, very low. And this creates for a low consciousness, low quality society. And all the crap that happens in society, all the negative stuff, basically is a result of this. People being stuck very low on their foundation. Being effective and successful is the foundation of everything else in your life. What I find is that most people really struggle with the employment piece of this pyramid. Finding employment. And I don't just mean having a job. That's obvious enough. You're pretty much obligated to in this world. But I mean finding your dream career. I mean finding your life purpose. A lot of people really get stuck there. And I'm going to go into that problem into a little bit more depth here. But before I do, I just want to mention that it's interesting that even though there is this hierarchy, and it seems it's like you're climbing it in this kind of like linear sequence, you're climbing these rungs, it's not actually strictly true that you have to go through all the lower stages to get to the very top. In fact, there's examples of like yogis in India who will go and just meditate in a cave. They're called ascetics. And they'll do that, you know, without sex and without much food and without much of the luxuries or shelter or any of this other kind of stuff that you would think that they would need. And then they transcend the self. So basically what they do is they kind of short circuit this whole process, and that's certainly doable. And that's a very valid way to go. The problem is that it's a very hardcore way to go, and that most people, including you, probably don't find the prospect of going living in a cave and meditating for hours and hours for years very appealing. So that being the case, we need a more gradual and easy and more comfortable path for you. So what does that involve? Well, that involves putting together the foundation. Create the foundation for your life, right? Once you've got that, then you can tap into those beautiful things at the very top, because that's what life is really about, is getting to the very top. That's when life takes on its sweetest flavors. That's when you can appreciate the love and the beauty that's around you. Until you get to self-actualization, you're not going to appreciate that stuff. You're going to be petty. You're going to be worried about stupid things. And basically, you're going to squander your potential. That's as blunt as we want to put it here. So the thing is that we as a society actually need you to be successful. Don't just think of success as a way to build a cushy life for yourself. Like, oh, well, success, you know, maybe you are a person who really values success and you want to put together a cushy, luxurious kind of life. And you kind of are shooting for that. Or maybe you're a person who kind of thinks of success and making money as like, oh, well, you know, what's that really going to do for me? Well, I want to change your perspective of what success actually means. So here's how we're going to do that. Let's take a look at one of the biggest problems that we have in society today. Here it is. It's a very simple problem. And it's also quite easily remedied. But the problem is that people don't understand what's going on, and then they don't have enough determination to want to go remedy it. Here it is. People haven't found their gifts and talents. When you don't find your gifts and talents, then you can't live a passionate life. And so in general, people don't find their gifts and talents, and then they don't know how to live their passion. Their top passion, they're not living it. By which I mean, their career is not their top passion. They're just working a dead-end 9-to-5 job. Then what happens is that because of that, they don't master anything in life. They don't become a master in any domain in life. They don't become very good at anything. They're just mediocre worker bees. That's what most people are. Because of that, they don't ever develop a dream career, and they never get a life purpose. So their lives have no purpose or really deep meaning or significance. Because of this, this type of person cannot get motivated to do anything really significant or worthwhile in life. What does this person do? This person lives for comfort and luxury. That's it. And also to avoid pain and discomfort. That's a miserable, very miserable way to live life. And so they're very frustrated and unfulfilled. On top of that, this person, because they haven't mastered any domain in life, and they're not cultivating their gifts and talents and their passion, what's happening is that this person cannot create massive value for the world and for society. They could if they found their passions and cultivated them, but they don't. So they're not able to generate massive value. How can you generate massive value when you're not a master of any domain in life? You can't. So then these people can't truly become successful, and they struggle even to pay the bills because they don't master anything in life, and they're not really generating any massive value, and they're not contributing in any way. You're not able to contribute effectively to the world when you're not passionate by your work, and also when you haven't mastered anything. And that means you miss out on some really beautiful stuff. Also, it means that the goal of raising one's awareness is out of the question for you. In a sense, you could say that the entire objective of human life is to raise one's awareness higher and higher and higher until you get to the ultimate stages of enlightened awareness. That is what you should be doing. That's what every single human being should be doing and solely concerned with on this planet. Now, how many human beings are actually concerned with this? Less than 1%. It's a pitiful number. Why is that? Well, because they're so low on the hierarchy that this stuff to them seems, you know, it seems airy fairy. It seems so lofty. It seems so abstract and so such a luxury that they never get to this point. And because of this, they never reach the highest levels of contribution and fulfillment that are possible in life. And that's a very sad thing. And that's why I work on actualize.org and I shoot all these videos and I do all the work that I do, is because I am really passionate about correcting this problem. So you see here, in a sense, the biggest piece of the puzzle that's missing is life purpose. People do not have a life purpose. They don't have their dream career. They're not living and working their passion. And so because of this, this creates a ripple effect that basically creates for a mediocre life. Here's a little anecdote that I like, an image, if you will. Imagine a man running through the jungle and he's being chased by a bloodthirsty tiger. Now, this man, as he's running away, he's, you know, he's panting, he's sweating, he's running for his life, he's running away from this tiger. And then as he's doing that, he sees a tree stump in the jungle. He sits down on the tree stump, he pulls out a pad of paper and a pencil, and he starts composing some poetry. Very jarring scene. It's ludicrous, right? It's ridiculous. It's really, that would never happen. Why is it ludicrous? It's ludicrous because intuitively, each one of us understands Maslow's hierarchy. We understand what comes first. Saving your ass comes first. Everything else is a luxury compared to saving your ass. And then, you know, if your ass is safe and you're not about to be mauled by a tiger, then you're going to worry about stuff like finding a good job and procuring a house or shelter, something like that. And, you know, once you got that, then you're going to worry about maybe socializing with your friends and maybe getting a better relationship. And then once you got that handled, you'll start worrying about stuff like, you know, how do I become more confident and have higher self-esteem and have a certain reputation in my community? And then once you got that handled, then finally you'll come to the point where it's like, okay, what do I want to really get done in the world? What do I want to create? What do I want to help discover? How do I want to advance society? How do I want to contribute? How do I want to give back to people? How do I want to help my community? How do I raise my awareness? Maybe you're going to start getting interested in philosophy or science or mathematics or poetry, right? That stuff is like the icing on the cake. You need the cake first as the foundation. So what I propose to you is that you take success very seriously in your life. And you don't just treat it the way most people treat success. Here's how I think about success. For me, low personal success means that I'm going to be so busy being selfish and petty that I'm going to squander my potential in life. So success for me is like air that I breathe, right? Without air, I can't live. And without success, I really can't live. I mean, you can live, but the kind of life you're going to be living, I believe this is a Seneca quote. He says something like, you are alive, but the kind of life that you're living, it's as though you're already dead. And that's basically what's going on with your life. Isn't it? Isn't that what's going on? Don't think of success as building a cushy life for yourself. I see a lot of people making this mistake. Like, oh, I'm going to become successful and buy myself a nice, you know, high-rise apartment with a view, and I'm going to go travel, and I'm going to go take my, you know, I'm going to go take my spouse on some cool vacations. I'm going to go eat lobsters and sushi, and I'm going to go buy myself a yacht, this kind of stuff. No, that's a misuse of success. To me, what success is about is growth and expansion. I have a very different picture of success than you might think. Growth and expansion, you know, this is challenging stuff. It's not always cushy. Why? Because the highest level of fulfillment in life is not going to come from a cushy life, but from getting to those self-actualization flavors and to that self-transcendence flavor. And you can only really do that once you're successful. I mean, you can try to short-circuit it, but you're going to struggle. You're really going to struggle. And until you've gotten yourself some success in life, then you're really just going to be crippled. And you're not going to be able to self-actualize. And a lot of these videos that I shoot, all these cool concepts and distinctions that I share with you, these are just going to go over your head. You might even think they're cool, but you're just not going to be able to mobilize yourself to act on them, to actually realize them, because you're going to be so concerned with petty stuff, like how do I get my friends to like me, or how do I get some sex, or how do I get my landlord not to kick me out of my house, kind of thing. So this notion of success, it's not just a personal selfish thing, but actually it's something that we need for society and the world at large. We need it because most successful people, once they've achieved their success, they naturally want to advance society and contribute back to society and to be good. Because what else, honestly, are you going to do at that point? I mean, you've got your shelter, you've got your sex, you've got your food, you've got your friends, you've got all that stuff handled, and that stuff is okay, but you know, it's not really fulfilling. The really fulfilling stuff is at the very, very top. So that's what's going to be on the top of your mind, is that stuff. You will naturally want to do that stuff. And the most important thing you're going to naturally want to do is you're going to naturally want to expand your consciousness, your awareness level. And this here is the mother of all problems in the world, is lack of awareness. So if we can get more people to be more successful and raise their awareness, then that's going to be like a root fix for many, many, many problems that we have in society. It'll fix stuff like wars and genocides and rape and murder and all the other problems that we have, the socio-political economic problems that we have. A lot of them stem from lack of self-awareness. So in a sense, this idea of success is not a luxury, but this is a real necessity. Especially now in the 21st century, where we're at this turning point in human history and the history of the world, where we have the power to really make the world a very great place, or we have the power to completely obliterate it and to ruin it for future generations. So now more than ever, it's important that you wake the fuck up and you start plugging every hole systematically in your Swiss cheese hierarchy triangle. Fill every hole you can until you get yourself to the very top. Or if you want, try to short circuit and get to the very top. I don't really care how you do it. But for most of you, it's probably going to involve a slow and steady systematic plugging of every hole. And that's a really good strategy for self-actualization. And it really is that simple, right? This is a very simple model. And I want to give you a couple of exercise questions that you can use to figure out exactly what your next step should be, right? So we talked about the theory. How do you actually now take this and turn it into a practice? Well, I'll give you one really big clue. If you don't have your life purpose together, get that together. That is one of the biggest missing pieces in most people's lives. In most people's lives, I find. But you know, everyone's a little different. So maybe you even have your life purpose together, but then you have some other element like your relationship or your lack of sex or lack of friendships that are holding you back. So here's the question I want you to ask yourself. Get a piece of paper and write this down. Question number one is, where am I stuck on the hierarchy? Where am I stuck on the hierarchy? So you're going to write down that question, and then you're going to sit down at the end of this video, and if you want, generate a small list of stuff. And then circle the one thing that has you stuck the most. What is it? Is it lack of sex? Is it lack of food? Is it lack of shelter? Is it lack of employment? Is it lack of life purpose? Is it lack of friends? Is it lack of an intimate, loving relationship? What do you got going on? So that one. And then the second question is, what must I do to get myself unstuck once and for all? And so you're going to select with your first question, you know, the biggest thing that keeps you stuck. And then you're going to sit down and brainstorm, how do I structurally change my life around so that this gap is permanently plugged in the hierarchy so that I never have to worry about it ever again? So if, you know, if you've got a problem with money, okay, that's your problem. So money, how can I generate so much money that I won't ever care about money ever again? Or how can I take away my crippling need to have lots of money, right? You don't necessarily need to make lots of money to plug that hole. There are other ways. So think about that and then commit to working on that. That should be the thing you're working on the most right now in your life. That should be your number one goal for the next 6 to 12 months, is plugging that hole. So whatever else you're doing, that's the wrong thing. This is the thing you should be doing. All right, so that's the exercise. And now I want to briefly mention the self-transcendence part of the pyramid, the very, very top, self-transcendence. This is really what life is about, self-transcendence. It seems counterintuitive that you live your life and, you know, you spend a lot of time worrying about yourself, selfishly putting together this like cushy life of having money and having a spouse and having security for your family and having a shelter and having friends and having respect in the community, all this stuff. Like, you fiendishly, selfishly put all this stuff together. And then someone comes along and tells you, hey, psst, buddy, there's something bigger out there for you. It's called self-transcendence. But the problem is that once you've spent 30 to 40 years of your life building this this massive ego, worrying about protecting yourself, then at that point, a lot of times what happens is you kind of forget about the whole thing about self-transcendence, and you're like, self-transcendence, I don't really need that. Sounds kind of fruity. Sounds kind of new age. Sounds kind of woo-woo and spiritual. So let me just forget about that, and let me just focus on building the cushiest life I could possibly build for myself. And when you do that, you have completely lost your way. The whole point of this journey was to get you to self-transcendence. So, you know, some of you might already be very successful. And if you are, then what I encourage you to do is to not get stuck at that place of material success, and not get stuck in your own dogmas and ideas about life and your ego and all that stuff, but to have the courage to throw all that aside and to go explore this new territory called self-transcendence, which it took Maslow his whole lifetime to finally add to the top of the pyramid, right? What I suggest you do is that you spend your early 20s and your early 30s in life putting together this foundation. Then in your mid-30s and into your 40s, 50s, and 60s, what you do is basically you try to dedicate as much of your time as possible to self-transcendence. That's the game plan that I personally have set up for myself that I'm going to be following, because this is the game plan that will create the most fulfillment in your life. There is no question at all that this is the game plan that will create the most fulfillment in your life. And there's no even comparison to other potential strategies. There is no better strategy. If what you want is the most happiness you could possibly have, this is the best game plan that not just I have found through my research, but that sages and philosophers and wise people have found for hundreds and thousands of years. All right, this path is well known by those who actually care about creating a really fulfilling life. Now, those people that are just digging around and are deceiving themselves, well, they think they can do that through a cushy kind of life, and that's just not going to happen. So that's it. One thing that I want to mention is that I did just recently release my life purpose course, which is specifically designed to address probably the number one gap that you have in your life, which is a lack of purpose, a lack of understanding your own gifts and passions, and how to take those and actually translate them into creating your dream career. That's something that I've struggled with for the last 5 years in my life. Even further back, even in college, I was struggling with all this stuff, right? Because I knew that I needed to get this piece of the puzzle into place. Otherwise, I couldn't get to the higher stages. I just kind of had that intuition in me. I hope you can see that this is very important for your life. I hope you can see and you have that same kind of intuition that, you know, you're trying to get to self-transcendence. And if you want to get there, creating a life purpose, creating your dream career, understanding who you are at a deep level, discovering your top values and passions, and some strategies and ideas for how to actually use those to create your dream career, that's going to be a really, really big step in that direction. All right? So if you're interested, go. I encourage you and check out my life purpose course. I'll have a link down below. That's it. I'm done for this one. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Click the like button, please. Share this video with a friend. And finally, come check out actualize.org right here. I have a free newsletter there that'll keep you up to date with all the videos I release on a weekly basis. But also, there's the Life Purpose course is there. I have my book list there, some other cool resources there. So check that out. And I'm adding more and more stuff there every single month as actualize.org grows. But the reason really you want to stay on board is because, man, this journey of self-actualization and ultimately self-transcendence, this is a long road. It's like a marathon. It's more intense than a marathon. And you need to know how to keep yourself motivated, how to keep yourself inspired on this journey. You need to know all the little distinctions and all the concepts and models that are out there that have been discovered by scientists and psychologists and, you know, researchers and many, many people who've devoted their entire lives to studying this stuff. You want to get some of that wisdom. You want to get some of those techniques and ideas. They're going to be very, very helpful for you on this journey. Because this journey is so long, it's very easy to get sidetracked. Even if you think you're on track right now, a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, you might not be. So the whole purpose of actualize.org is to help you stay on that narrow road and to help you to ultimately get to self-actualization and self-transcendence. Because I know that when you get there, you're going to finally feel like you've gotten to the pinnacle of life. Like you've actually lived life and then you died having savored everything there is to savor. Most people, they die somewhere very low on the hierarchy, and they never get to the very top. And to me, that's a very regrettable and sad thing. And I don't want to see that happening to you. So sign up, stay tuned, follow along every week, and I'll see you soon.